This is Scenic Roots live in the library, recorded in the studio on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library downtown, which is now open again after more than a year. This afternoon we have a session from Daisy Skies, a self-described psychedelic rock band, the members of which are Zach Adams, Neil Bright, Noah Pennington, Zach Dowis, and Roland Pullen, who together, they say, want to change the way society listens to music. All of the members of the band graduated from Heritage High School in Ringgold. Their first album, Where Daisies Grow, they say in a note on their website, was made without any professional help, done completely by recent high school graduates and one high school senior, Neil, who wrote and recorded one of the songs when he was just 17. Live in the library, this is Daisy Skies.
Hello, hello. I am lead guitarist Zachary Adams.
I am bass guitarist and vocalist Zach Dowis.
I'm the only other one with a mic. I'm Neil. I'm the multi-instrumentalist.
Roland, just scream.
Yeah, Roland. Make...
And that is Roland Pullen, our drummer. All right, Noah, give us something. Yep, and that is Noah Pennington, our keyboard player, as well as our audio engineer. You know how we do it out here in the skies. We're going to play our album for you. We're going to, you know, be vibing and bopping. This first song is Sunshine, the first song in our, was it, 7-track album?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The summertime never lasts, wasting away with days of past. Babies laugh, dancing in the grass. And now you've got bills to pay. Now you're better days. How have I been? Do I still play? Are me with my friends? I've been good, I've been thinking about childhood. I've been wondering when did all of my friends blow up with the wind?
Yeah, so that was Sunshine. Groovy. Next up, we have Downpour, and that results in me going to acoustic guitar. Graduated from high school. You know, we actually have one member, Neil Bright, still in high school. He's a senior.
Yeah.
We all went to the same high school, Heritage High School in Ringgold, Georgia.
And Heritage.
Like, what
Heritage
up,
High.
Boys?
We made it.
What up, Ronnie?
we all had interactions with each other while in high school, but it wasn't until afterwards that Zach Dallas and I came up with a name like Daisy Skies that we really kind of got serious about building a band.
Mm.
But you were all talking about it and listening to music while you were in high school together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were, well, us four were in band, and then me and Zach were in all the musicals together. And so, like, that's how I knew Zach, and then that's how I knew these bozos. Yeah.
Bozai.
Got a lot of good time with these dudes.
Yeah. Actually, Zach's the one who taught me how to play guitar and drums. I can also play drums, but, you know, guitar is my lover.
The shtick.
Yeah.
My shtick.
The shticks. But I used to be really big into sports, and I tore my labrum. Had a couple really tragic injuries, like 4 concussions, lower back. I have subluxation in my vertebrae, and I've sprained all my ankles and my hands, and there's just tendons and all that good stuff that are just missing. And I was like, holy crap, I went from having a sports practice every day to having, you know, one friend, and his name was Zach Dallas. I just went over to his house every day after the musicals, and he was like, all right, I'm going to teach you how to play guitar. We're going to start a band. That band's name was Subtract 9. Neil was in it.
I was in it.
And Noah was in it. And that was, what, like 3 years before Daisy Skies?
Yeah, that was something like 3 years ago.
Yeah, about 3 years before Daisy Skies. Yeah. And that was, yeah. Yeah, that was when I just started learning how to play drums.
Didn't we start off with, like, everything recorded off, like, a phone?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of phone recordings.
The band was terrible.
Yeah.
Yes, it was horrible. We were god awful.
It was awful.
It was
horrible.
It was dreadful.
It was pretty bad. But we put a lot of...
Was it very different than Daisy Skies?
Yeah.
100%.
Well, for one, I wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Actually, so at the beginning of the band, we had this guy. His name was Ripken Walker. Shout out Ripken.
Yeah.
He was originally our drummer in the band, but he ended up going to
Georgia Tech.
And so he wasn't able to do that. And so I called up Roland and I was like, hey, you want to be in a band? And he was like, maybe. And he came over and the first thing he said was like, you guys are loud.
Now, they were so loud.
Like, well, that was 9 months ago.
Yeah.
9 months ago.
Does it make sense now, Roland?
It's not very long.
No.
It strikes me that Daisy Skies is as much a concept as it is a band.
Mm, yeah.
Did you guys start out with the sound that you were...
Yeah, we knew we were going for like early 70s-esque rock, but it ended up turning into something different because like me and Neil are really into the folk side of music, and then me and Noah are really into the EDM side of music, and we all have like jazz training and different things, so like it's just a mixing pot.
Yeah, and for about 2 years, the only band I listened to was Pink Floyd. My Spotify recap was disgusting. Like
it was just Pink Floyd. Can't forget the Pink Floyd.
Yeah, and don't forget
later period, post Sid, right?
Yeah. Post-Sid. Oh yeah. Shine On You Crazy Diamond. I had an interesting spiritual experience while looking in the mirror and listening to that song, and I was wearing a very Jimi Hendrix looking jacket. And after that,
I knew I am Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. I ripped a black smoke and just crushed it, and I was like, all right, let's do it. I'm here now. And I'm alive, and I'm here too.
It's been a lot of crazy stuff been going on. There's been a lot of people that have helped us along the way.
Mm-hmm. What I'm getting, especially from talking to Zach earlier, when you tell people about the band, they're not terribly impressed. Mm-hmm. But when they hear you,
mm-hmm.
then they get it.
It's because we're so little.
Yeah, our biggest fact.
I think it's because you have a concept.
Yeah.
Which is somewhat underwhelming until you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Then you realize it's not, as Zach said, as the guy on the phone jumped to conclusions and said, oh, it's a Pink Floyd cover band.
Mm. Mm.
No, it's not.
No.
It's a Pink Floyd inspired band, and that's a whole different thing.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, that comes from mainly me. I kind of bring like the Pink Floyd mainly. I mean, Zach and everyone else is really into it, but they have their inspirations draws deeply from other
aspects.
Since
we started, and that's what we have like adapted the modern version of psychedelic rock that we really like to listen to a lot, because you have bands like Unknown Mortal Orchestra, Fleet Foxes, Greta Van Fleet, that are really just inspiring our sound. For Noah, it's a lot of EDM artists like Disciple and...
Disciple!
Among other things.
For Neil, it's like John Mayer.
For Neil's John Mayer.
John Mayer and Roland. John.
Who's your biggest inspiration?
I really like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ooh.
I aspire to be the next Chad Smith. So
I aspire to be the next Flea.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I aspire to be me in 10 years. Flea. All right, so next up we got Blue.
Sometimes I still dream of you, even though it can't be true. But when you burn up with the dew, all I'm left with is blue. All I'm left with is blue.
This is Daisy Skies, a band from Ringgold, Georgia, recorded in the studio on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library.
COVID actually helped us a lot in the sense that everybody was COVID started to not kind of be a thing anymore, and people started to wear masks and go out, that little buffer time, and so like everybody was wanting live music and wanting these things, and so we're like, bet, you
and
know?
Guess where the you got piece it. Band was,
yeah, so
yeah, and I think we're still kind of in that too.
Yeah, like, we're still kind of in that weird rut, but it's gotten a lot better.
It's worth noting that Pink Floyd started as Pink Floyd blues band.
Yeah,
we do play a lot of blues,
but you're also drawn. It seems like there's a lot of threads going on.
It's hard to pinpoint. I had someone
and that's how me. And that's how these pieces are coming together. Right?
Yeah, that's where
there's a lot of different ideas in there. That's why you had to keep starting again.
Yeah,
because this is five heads on one body.
Oh yeah,
yes,
five dude, very
yes.
different heads.
Yes,
yeah, we have come to the point where we can predict what we are going to say.
Yeah, we read each other's minds.
We read each other's minds because we're just like so like
so in click
with each
five
other.
Five personalities. Coming together to make one entity.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Definitely five individual personalities.
I've spent more time with these guys than I've spent any time with anybody.
But and we're just, you know, having a good time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the beauty, like what makes us so unique, comes from the juxtaposition of everything. The fact that we're all so different, but we mix together and make it into one sound rather than it being five individual sounds together. It's like five individual sounds merging into one.
I'm with you, Neil, and that's exactly what it sounded like to me too. And I'm just wondering how that process worked. It didn't happen overnight, I don't think.
We play together all the time, like at least like twice a week, most of the time more.
Way more than that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are at our own houses, but
sometimes it's like once a month.
It's like once a month. Yeah,
we have a couple breaks, but they're like. Everyone go meditate, just chill out, get on your own wavelength, and then let's come back and like talk rock about it. What we learned and rock it.
Yeah.
Usually serious.
So how does that work? Would you have a practice studio?
Yes, we actually have a studio at home. It is called Vibe Central Studios.
ECS.
Shameless plug if anybody needs our studio.
we're cheap. We're dirt cheap
and
we're
hit
sleazy.
Us up on our Instagram.
So what is a practice like?
A practice like?
Is it practice anything like what we're doing here?
Sometimes. Kind of.
Where you've got all these, where you've got five people bouncing off the walls?
Don't fall on
Zach. With ideas and
most
with
of the time,
approaches?
Most of the time, it's Zach bouncing off the walls, physically speaking.
I just kind of jump on top of the amp, jump off the amp.
Mentally speaking, our practice sessions kind of go like a band rehearsal, like a high school band rehearsal. So like we'll like play through our song, whether it be a cover or an original, and we'll stop midway through and just be like, no, this is not good, and just like keep going.
Who organizes it then? Who grounds everything?
Neil
for the most part.
Do you, Neil?
Yeah, I'm a pretty down to earth type of person.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, the way that
I'm
goes,
a cautious one.
Yeah.
So like I don't like to like do some things sometimes that they like to do, and so like I keep everybody like safe, but Neil keeps us grounded.
Yes. Unless you're the driver of the car, at which point you just stop at green lights.
Yeah,
at that point.
I don't stop. I'm a horrible driver. For anybody that's wondering, this is Zach Dallas talking. I'm a horrible driver.
And from my perspective, the way that practices go for me is I look up at Zach and I go, "Hey, what key are we in?" And then he'll be like, "Dude, this is an original."
Yeah. I'm like, "What key are you in?"
So I guess I'm sort of the untethered to the ground one.
Well, definitely everyone has those days, because I know I look at Neil like a lot and I go, "What key are we in?"
Please, I just need the key. And half the time, I'm just looking at Dallas's fingers.
Yeah,
and
half the time, I'm
doing
the one setting the key.
Yeah, at him pouring, you literally turned around and looked at me and looked at your guitar. And I'm like, I can't read that.
Yeah, that's I look at Neil, but Neil, what key are you in? He just looks me dead in the eye and turns away.
Zach's like, okay.
Noah's like, what key are we in? Zach turns around slowly towards you, even though you can't play guitar at all, and expects you to understand what you're doing.
Yeah. How do you fit into this, Roland? You are the grounding person, right? You're the drummer.
I am the drummer. I keep these goobers in time. Yeah. They like to push and pull and
pocket
and go against each other sometimes, but I hold it down.
Most rock bands start with a drum track. Right? But that's not how you guys work.
No.
Not at all.
Drums going.
Do you have to find your place in it, Roland? Is that how that works?
I mostly rely on, if we're talking about recording wise.
Well, just playing. You
playing
know,
just, wise,
just
no.
The, when you, as you develop the tunes that you're working on.
Up top, my hands, they're basically just doing 1, 2, 3, 4 in constant time. And then I got
you're just keeping enough so they've got a pulse to follow, right?
And then in between the 2 and 4, I'm also doing little fills and stuff as well as that. And then I got my foot doing the things that Dallas is doing.
Yeah.
So it's just like
magical.
It's everything. It's
magical.
It's crazy.
You get into like this crazy flow state a lot of the time.
It's a hard band to play drums in.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because it's not straight ahead at all.
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Originally started out as a jam band.
Yeah, we started out as a jam band, so we just like jam and just feel it out, but that was kind of lame for
connecting our souls.
Neil, from your perspective, can you explain how that first album went, like how we made our music, like our process?
Yeah, I mean, so we just kind of had what, like, we like to call them shells, and they're just kind of like ideas, so maybe like a riff or like a vocal melody or a poem, sometimes, you know, a combination of them. I mean, the first album, we literally recorded it out of like, we did half of it in our garage, like in our house's garage. We would just sit down. Most of the time, Dallas would start with a bass track because he wrote most of the songs. And then we would just build and build. I mean, it was just anytime Noah was there with a laptop and the interface, somebody was probably putting down a track.
It was a lot of chaos as well.
A lot of chaos. We found our method, though, and it has now become a good, well-oiled.
How do you fit, Noah? Because you've got two guitar players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like a third melodic voice. And then you've also have the saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a bunch of melodic instruments, right?
Yes. It was really hard transitioning the keys because originally I never played keys. I've never really touched keys in my life. I mean, that is obviously a lie. But before this band, I wasn't really the best at piano. And then I just sat down, hammered it out. I taught myself basically how to play. I still don't think I'm the best.
No, you're brilliant.
Were you playing something before the keys or not?
Yes, I actually started with Dallas, Roland, Neil.
You
all
played
of us
tuba
for
first, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
I played tuba, and then I played trombone.
Did you play trombone?
I did.
Yeah.
In the jazz band, but yeah, and then I transitioned to keys because my grandmother's actually a church pianist. So that's where I kind of got my start and my want to actually play piano. Mm. And then from then on, it's just history now.
Yeah, I think Noah and I have a really good like dynamic in terms of like group balance and stuff.
They really do.
Because like we both kind of take up the same space in the band in terms of like harmonic bed and things like that.
I'm just filling it up,
but
honestly.
But I feel like, yeah, we fill it up, but we also do things to where if you really dig into our parts, they're like complementary and like also like contradicting in a good way.
Yeah.
Well, so like we all play off each other really well. And I think that just results in like a really full sound.
You don't exactly have a conventional rhythm section, do you?
No, not really.
Are we supposed to?
I mean we all kind of bounce around, like, you know, if I'm playing the sax, then obviously I can't play guitar. But I think our main sense of pulse is definitely from Roland, and Dallas is a part of that. The rest of us kind of fit on top of it.
It's just one big mesh.
Yeah.
For me,
you use the acoustic guitar as a rhythm instrument. Huh?
Yeah, we do mainly. It's when we use the acoustic, it's mainly for rhythm. But we actually are. I don't know. Can I talk about this?
I don't know.
Talking about acoustic guitars, we actually are working on a new project. We're gonna add a couple track EP, a few tracks on an EP that's gonna be mainly acoustic driven.
Really?
I think our description on Spotify says that we pride ourselves in our ability to change our sonic vocabulary in the moment.
Ooh.
And I think Noah wrote that, but I think it's very true. We don't make a specific genre. It's just that psychedelic music is what it best fits into when you're just making what comes out of you.
Yeah. Five minds, one message.
Yeah, five minds, one message.
Yeah.
I get the impression that the band is really like a big hug that is not holding you tight, but is catching you if you fall. So you can all just let go.
Yeah, those are the boys.
There's always somebody there.
There's always somebody there.
That's
the
way to put it, Richard.
You know, sometimes
I like literally drop out on bass and do something vocally and Noah's got me, like on the bass keys or something. And I'm sure other people drop out and like, you know, I can just do whatever I'm doing and everybody can hold apart. You know what I'm saying? We can all get around each other's instruments as well. So like if we needed to, it's not hard. In one sentence, we just love playing music. That's it.
Clearly. Our pleasure to rock your world.
Our pleasure to rock your
world. It is our pleasure to rock your world.
That's the one sentence.
Ditto.
Daisy Skies, a self-described psychedelic rock band from Ringgold, Georgia, all of whom are recent high school graduates, although their playing belies their youth, recorded live in the Chattanooga Downtown Library in the state-of-the-art digital recording studio on the second floor. These sessions are engineered by Sam Menser. This series, Live in the Library on Scenic Roots, is produced by me, Richard Winham. To close this session this afternoon, this is Daisy Skies from a show they played at the Stone Cup in North Chattanooga this past January. This is a reflection of their other primary influence along with Pink Floyd. Listener-supported public radio. This is Scenic Roots.